survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome to Family Feud, where two families will battle it out for $10,000 and the chance to win a brand new car. And all they need to do is guess the top answers to some pretty easy questions. So let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champions here for their second night from South Australia, the Briggs family. Dave.
Hey, Grant, how are you?
Lovely to have you back again. Thank you. Remind Australia who's on board the Briggs family team.
Yep, we have my sister-in-law, Katie, my beautiful wife, Rasha, and my brother-in-law, Nick.
Good stuff. And ready to take him on tonight from Victoria, the Angeloni family.
Hi.
Hi. You excited?
I am so excited. Would you...
Look at them, we're all wiggling and shaking. Good news, who's on board?
This is my sister Emma, my mum Rosa, and my brother Andrew.
Hey guys, welcome. We're in for a fun night tonight. Team captains, round one, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you might forget to pack for a camping trip.
Yes. Toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Nice work, Nat. Dave?
A hat.
What about a hat? No. So, pass or play, Nat? You gonna pass?
Yeah.
Okay, they're gonna pass. You gotta play. Let's do it. Name something you might forget to pack for a camping trip.
Batteries for the torch.
Ah. First strike. Rasha.
I'm going to say toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Yeah. You know what? The most annoying
why
mistake.
Why I don't go camping.
You could, but that's why. Yeah. Rasha's not there. Nice. Name something you might forget to pack for a camping trip.
I'm going to go with something a little bit obvious. Maybe the tent.
Good call. Something you might forget to pack for a camping trip.
Matches.
Let's have a look. Good. Katie.
I'm going to go with a torch.
The actual torch itself. Yep. Lovely. Gotcha.
I'm thinking food.
Food. Show me food on the board. Second strike. Angelani's. Get set for a steal. Nikolai.
I think I will go with sleeping equipment. Sleeping bag.
Sleeping equipment. You're very, very scientific. That is not a bed. That is my sleeping apparati. Everybody, stand back. I'm
you
a professional.
You camped with him.
No, you have. You've no. never camped, Nick.
Or a sleeping bag, as the rest of us call it. Dave, two left on the board. Nice position for the Briggs to be in. What's it going to be?
Water.
Yeah? Let's have a look. That's three strikes. Angeloni teams, welcome to the game. Andrew, what would you say?
Pegs.
Rosa.
Fishing rod.
Emma.
Charger. Phone charger.
Nat.
Okay, pretty good answers,
Where would you plug a phone charger? There's a lovely oak tree. I'm going to see if I can...
Depends where you're camping.
Oh, okay, maybe you're glamping, is what you're saying.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Have you seen the hair? Come on.
Where do I put my hair dryer?
Exactly.
Nat.
Andrew sounds pretty good to me. I think pegs for the tent.
Pegs to hold the tent up in a strong wind. Show me pegs for the steel. No! Righto, points go to the Briggs family. If you're wondering, number 7. Insect repellent, very smart. Yeah! Who wasn't thinking that? Not me either. Briggs 71 has the lead right now, and if one of these family goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the amazing Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features, including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift, and eco drive support, which is what you want to keep the wilderness wildernessy. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you order over the phone. The top answer when we come back on The Feud. Welcome back to Family Feud. We're two families are still trying to guess those top answers for a chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name something you order over the phone. The top answer was...
Pizza!
Nice work, if you got it. Give me Katie, give me Emma, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. Name something you need to start a band. Emma.
A singer.
You need a singer for a band.
Good work. Pass or play.
I think it's a pass. You guys are gonna play. Russia. Something you need to start a band with.
I'd say a guitarist.
Nice. Hard to have a ripping riff without one.
Sure is.
Nick.
A drummer?
Drummer's good. Need a beat. Yeah. Good. Something you need to start a band, Dave?
Well, I actually was in a band in my early years.
What was your name? What was the cool band name you had?
Muckrake.
Muckrake. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mine was Who Cares? Like, when you're at school and you're trying to be really cool and you're not creative enough to come up with a name, you go, oh, who cares? Oh, great name!
How'd you go?
We were terrible.
Same.
Hey, boys, we're still yet to tour the world. One, maybe one day. You too, Dave?
We could do a reunion tour together.
Let's take our show on the road!
We'll headline, though.
Yes. OK, I'll go second.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Well, after all that, a good name.
Good name. Essential. Mm-hmm. Katie.
A song? Good lyrics?
Yeah, yeah. You need a song before you can perform.
Yeah.
Yes, music. It is a good start. Russia.
A promoter.
Oh, if you need to go on the road properly, you need a promoter. First strike. Nick.
How about a keyboardist?
Yeah. A keyboardist. No, second strike. Okay, Angeloni's good steal, so they're going to have a think, Dave, unless you can stop them, my man.
I'm going to say fans. Yeah.
Show me fans. Three strikes. Angeloni's, Andrew.
Concert. Actual concert.
Cool. Rosa.
Microphone.
Emma.
Rody.
Nat. Wonderful options, but you're the boss. Choose what you want.
Has to be a microphone.
Has to be a microphone for the steal. No! Sorry, Angeloni's. Briggs grabbed those points. Takes them to 130. We were looking for number six.
Instruments
in general.
Talent.
Sometimes need a bit of that.
Musicians.
You might need to perform with other musicians. So it's 130 to zero. But don't stress, Angeloni's. You know why? This will help you out. This is your time to strike because it's double points time. So give me Rasha. Give me Rosa. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top eight answers are on the board. One hand on the table, one hand behind your back, you eager beavers. We can put it up there, that's OK. That's all right, so can you. We're all happy here. It's the start of a new year. Name something you associate with a hippopotamus. Rosa.
He's... big. He's great. He's huge.
He's big. He's bigness. Yes. Russia.
Water.
Show me water on the board. Pass or play? Well done. You guys are going to play. What happened when you went on a kid's roller coaster, Andrew?
Well, I took my nephew to Luna Park and I went on a ride with him because no one else will. And I went to the top and I screamed a lot while he was fine with it and everyone was laughing at me.
So you're being the responsible, good family member, take the kids there, have a great time, and it terrified you.
Yes, I took one for the team and I let everyone down.
Was it unfortunately one of those really high-pitched screams as well?
Very, very high-pitched.
Yeah. Did they still give it to you this
all
day?
The time.
Yeah, yeah. Probably deserve it.
Even my nephew.
My nephew is four. Just.
Oh my God, Andrew! What? This was a kiddie roller coaster, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a big one. It was massive. No. He's very tall, so
you don't take four-year-olds onto a big roller coaster. So you're talking about the tiny little one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Something you were... the ones that only I can fit on. Name something you'd associate with a hippopotamus.
Well, I've always wanted to go there. Africa.
Africa's good.
It was much louder than that.
Nat.
Hi. Grey.
Grey. The colour grey. First stroke. Emma. Something you'd associate with a hippopotamus.
Safari.
Safari. Second stroke. The Briggs family could steal this off you, Rosa, but you don't want that.
No, I've
you
got a good answer.
You do not want that. I've good. That's good the perfect way to stop them.
It's really good.
What is it?
It's jaws, it's mouth, it's... Yeah. Bite.
It's jaws, it's mouth, it's bite. I only want one answer though,
it's jaws,
Rosa.
It's jaws.
It's jaws, it's mouth, it's bite.
Oh, come on.
Even her laugh's not as high as yours, Andrew.
Something you'd associate with a hippopotamus.
Watering hole.
Watering hole's good. Got to drink somewhere. Third strike, Angelonis. Over to the Briggs team, Nick.
Zoo.
Russia.
Hungry hippo, the game.
Katie.
Big nostrils.
Big nostrils. Dave, those options all your own. Yours to decide.
All fantastic answers. I'll go with zoo.
You're going to go with zoo. Dave sees him in the zoo for a steal. Well played, Briggs family. 242 is the score, number 8. So fat, so 242, and the Angelone is yet to get on the board, but I might add, you're actually playing better than your score represents, so do not give up
Thank
on
you,
me, okay?
Grant.
We've got Triple Points coming up soon. Look, if you can't get enough of Family Feud, then head to 10play, check out all the highlights, as well as some of the extra bits that don't always go to air. Plus, you can also play the official Family Feud game. You're going to love it, Triple Points, when we come back on the Feud. Angelone's hang in there.
Fantastic.
Welcome back, everybody. Righto. The scores are 242. Our carryover champions. Wow, are they hot to trot right now? And I know the Angelonis are feeling a little sad and sorry and a zero right now, but you know what turns this around fast? Triple points, which is what we're going to do now. And it's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. Could go on to fast money and take a shot at $10,000. Give me Nick. Give me Andrew. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name an image you might see in a children's bedding.
Nick. Cartoons.
Cartoons. Well done, pass or play. We're going to play. Image you might see on children's bedding, Dave.
Fairies.
Dave likes fairies.
Fairies is good.
Katie?
I'm going to say love hearts.
Oh, cute. What about love hearts? First strike. Rasha?
I shall say dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Oh, no. OK, second strike. Angelonis could steal and bring themselves back into the game, Nick.
Superheroes.
Superheroes. Still a few left on the board, Dave.
Animals.
What about animals in general? Animals is good. Katie?
I'm going to go for another symbol. A star or stars.
Stars. Let's take a look. Does the board say stars? Third strike. Angelone, look at that. Look at that's gone.
I'm ready.
We have a chance. We have a chance. Andrew, what would you say?
What I always wanted on my... On mine?
Cars. You wanted cars on yours? Rosa, don't try and be manly after you told us about your squealing story. Come on. Rosa?
Cars also.
Emma?
Planes.
Planes. Nat, yours to choose in this pivotal moment in the competition for you guys. Rosa's having a meltdown. But we want to turn this zero around, don't we?
Yes.
We want to turn it around pretty bad.
Come on.
What's this winning answer?
Cars.
We're going with cars. We feel good? We want the Angelinis to have some points. What about cars? You guys got 204 points. Number four.
Princesses.
Teddy bears. Right, I need the team has managed to reach 300 points, so we're going to sudden death. Team captains to the podium. There's only one answer on the board and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something you associate with Pinocchio. Nat?
Nose.
Would Pinocchio's nose for the win be the top answer? Nick, oh man, that went down to the wire and you lost. You like had all the points, they had none, and somehow they won, Dave. How did that happen?
It was like 3 seconds in it, wasn't it?
Ah, man, well done. You'll be taking home though $1,430 from your time on the feud. That's the money you earned in our fast money round, and you won't be going empty-handed. We're also going to give you a $1,000 wish gift card to be shared between you. The card can be redeemed at Woolworths Supermarkets, Masters Home Improvement, Big W and other participating stores. And you're also taking home our brand new Family Feud board game available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. Thanks for playing, Dave. Great to have you guys, Briggs family. Angelonis, who's doing fast money? Oh my God. Over this side. You don't know how it works yet because you're new. But what's the one thing I said to you at the start tonight? I said, do not give
up.
Up. Thanks for remembering it, everybody. Thanks for remembering it. That was amazing. You guys had no points in that start of the triple points round, and you've won, and that's just sometimes how it can work on
the
feud.
I can't breathe. This is amazing.
It's excitement is what it is. Head back to our soundproof booth. We shoot for $10,000. I'm excited. Next on the feud. Congratulations.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here in the feud, so let's see if the Angeloni family can win some cash. All you wanted to do is to not go home with a zero on the front, and not only did you fix that, but you won.
Yes.
Congratulations. Thank you. If you and Emma get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Oh. Emma's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. She's kind of doing a bit of a victory dance as well right now. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Nat. Name something your partner might do with their mouth that annoys you.
Chew loudly.
Name a kind of soup.
Pumpkin.
Give me a word that rhymes with match.
Pass.
Name something you do when you get cold.
Put a jumper on.
Name a game where the players wear uniforms.
AFL. Football.
Give me a word that rhymes with match.
Latch.
Latch. Latch it is. Let's go. Well, you were shaking like a leaf because it was your first time.
Yeah.
How was your first time?
It's pretty good.
Yeah? Was it good?
Was it good for you?
Good for you? Was it ever? Name something your partner might do with their mouth that annoys you. You said.
Chew loudly.
Survey says. 26. Great start. Name a kind of soup. You said.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin soup. Yummo. A winter favourite.
Not bad.
Survey says. Now, you're new here in the fast money part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Give me a word that rhymes with match. You said latch. Survey says 8. What's something you do when you get cold? You said
put a jumper on.
Put a jumper on. The survey says. Name a game where the players wear uniforms. You said
AFL. Survey says... 46! Yeah! 120 is magic! Head back to family, clear the board. Nat is tickled pink because she did a brilliant job back there. She got 120, which means you only need 80 points to get $10,000. That's in real money too.
That is exciting.
I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, okay? Yeah. Now, if you pass in a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Nat's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too. And the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. Name something your partner might do with their mouth that annoys you.
Eat.
Name a kind of soup.
French onion.
Give me a word that rhymes with match.
Batch.
What's something you do when you get cold?
Sneeze.
Name a game where the players wear uniforms.
Soccer.
Okay, brilliant. Questions you want.
Six.
Five. Turn around. You love that so much, you just could have kept doing that all night, couldn't
over
you?
Over and over.
Over
again.
And over. Well, you don't have to. Name something your partner might do with their mouth that annoys you. You said eat. Can you stop eating all the time?
Yes, stop.
Survey says.
No.
Chew loudly was the top answer. Nat had that. You could have said maybe the second top answer was talk. So we still need 80. Name a kind of soup. You said French onion. The survey says... Oh, man. Now, pumpkin was the top answer. That's what Nat had. Had you said tomato, you would have got the second top answer.
Oh.
Give me a word that rhymes with match, you said. Batch. The survey says...
Seven.
Catch was the top answer. So we need 73. How's it going?
I'm freaking out. I'm sorry.
What's something you do when you get cold? You said... Sneeze. Oh, it's cold in here. Hot you! Did you think I said
I
when you get
did.
A cold?
I got a bit excited.
You
and
did
I just
get a.
Jumped.
You preemptively I finished my question off before I'd said it. Survey says. Four. So some points. Rug up was the top answer. Give me a game where the players wear uniforms. You said soccer. We feel good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it anyway. Survey says. 9. Okay. AFL was the top answer. Cricket was the second top answer, okay? So not $10,000, but listen to this bit. You do win $10 for every fast money point, okay? And they'll be back again to try for $10,000 tomorrow night. Stick around, the project's coming up next. Don't forget, the Big Bash is coming up tonight on 10. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia. Thank you.